set the Wayback Machine to 1999, because tonight we're going to the future through the past.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Damn, I can't believe it's been another whole year already.
Okay, places, everybody. Come on, elves. I'm not paying you union scale to sit on your asses. Come on, look sharp. Horus, you're going to be cueing JonBenet, okay?
Yeah.
All right, people, I want to do this in one take, all right? Here we go. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Christmas episode.
Recording.
And action.
The poor little creature was hungry and perishing with cold, and she looked the picture of misery. The snowflakes fell upon her long yellow hair, which curled so prettily round her face, but she paid no attention to them.
Happy birthday, Jesus. Mama said that you was near, and that you had a birthday this time every year.
This is your idea of a big 300 flus?
Oh, crap. I totally forgot about that.
2 years, Colin.
Okay, we're going to have a change of plans.
Yeah, sorry, kid, but it's a 300th episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, and I totally forgot. It turns out there's no time for Christmas tonight because we've got bigger fish to fry. Oh, yes, we're about to plunge headlong into an electronic gerrymandered apocalypse. All thanks to the Antichrist, Bill Gates. We're going to be playing the home version of Colossus, the Forbin Project. We better get ready for it. Oh, because when those cyber clocks click over to 00, the interrupt override is going to shut down civilization as we know it. Premature, too. Oh, I know the next century really begins next year, but the computers aren't waiting, so why should we? So ready or not, Seeker, bend over and grab your ankles and prepare for the stomach turn of the century.
My message on how near is the end, I have a feeling we'll keep most of our viewers for the next hour. Now back out into the main auditorium.
And now, because the children are our future, here are the children of Springfield Elementary with a song they call The Children Are Our Future. Children?
Children, children, future.
Are you ready for the children?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
The future is
I've never wanted a beer worse in my life. I love you, honey.
Are you talking to me or the beer?
To you, my bubbly long-necked beechwood ace lover.
Children, children, children of the future.
The music is a form of communication, something short of a miracle that has happened in the 20th century. The language is understood by youth. They dig it, and most of them are spaced out by what the music says. It heralds a new world beyond the dark horizon, a place where the bugged-out straight world ends and the out-of-sight, groovy new world begins.
And upon a star, I threw a wish afar, that the whole world could be better than before. We stood there in the light of a magic scented night, and we could feel our spirits soar.
See, I'm looking forward to the future, where in the distance I can see a great new day is dawning in the 21st century. Yes, I'm looking.
Can it be reality?
click.
But what if our history is what someone else wants us to see? What if even our past becomes like the virtual reality of the coming future?
All done.
You're not done. I want you to throw away these old calendars and TV guides.
Are you mad, woman? You never know when an old calendar might come in handy. Sure, it's not 1985 right now, but who knows what tomorrow will bring.
No, I don't know. I don't know the future. I know what's revealed to me, and I don't have any idea when certain things are going to happen. But I know that because Christ is alive now, that it's not going to be put off much longer.
Today, all my hours will be lonely, but soon my lonely hours will be through. Today will be yesterday, tomorrow.
Feel so good about this all of a sudden.
Ronald Reagan says stay the course, but only a fool would want to endorse this kind of future. Every day as I go my way, I can hear the people as they say.
Honestly, I mean, I don't believe that it's ever going to happen because of what's about to happen in the world.
Is there any significance to the coming new year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that day the day?
What?
Is that the day it's going to happen?
It's not something that happens just like that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of people are looking at that day and expecting something to happen. There's a lot of people that want something to happen.
I listen to your labor pains. Oh, tape, all right? When you were speaking of the year 2000... were you alluding to our current lunar calendar, or were you alluding to the solar calendar? No, I was speaking, I'm trying to think back in that lecture. I think I mentioned the year 2000 only one time, and that is for the planet alignment on, was it May the 7th? When you get old, your memory just does strange things. I'm going to say it was May the 7th, 19th. The year 2000, that we have the planet alignment, which Josephus refers to in the Book of Antiquities 3. Some lady, as a matter of fact, heard that lecture, and I alluded to the fact that certain traditions of men teach that when a planet goes through or a comet goes through a certain field, the Great Hunter, I think it was, but that means the Earth is coming to an end. And I made the statement that it would be impossible for Haley Bopp to hit the States unless, of the Americas, unless a chunk broke off, and this lady thought I said a chunk was going to break off of Haley Bopp and me and the world. Well, I didn't say that, all right?
Is this the end of technological man? Is this the conclusion of all our yesterdays? The boasts of our fabled science, the superhuman conquests of space and time, the age of the wheel, the forewarned judgment. Well, here it is, here. Now, this is the end.
Lab.
There are stories being told, Bob, by people who are out of their minds with fear.
Maybe. But there are too many to be just coincidental.
So we're working on it, the lab verge. Maybe you better not send her to school today.
All right. You think you should go to work?
I have to.
Oh, Bob. I'm so frightened.
Everything's going to be all right, sweetheart.
Our best hope lies in what you people can develop to help us. All right, I'm a double. Get me back.
In what way?
It can't be destroyed by any process we've been able to uncover.
But with the whole world trying, there must be a solution.
Is that a commentary on my work at the lab? We both know how hard you've worked.
I'm sorry, Ben. I just can't accept the idea.
Is that what you really think, or just what you'd like to think?
I cannot accept half-baked theories that sell newspapers. I'm a scientist, not an alarmist.
You're whistling past the graveyard.
I'm hoping for the best, but I'm hung down for Apple Kmart. Just my wreck that party dress. Your little smoke till probably choke, and that is only cold. Your rainbow's bringing rain, and it's gonna sink in that mudhole. The daisies of your butterfly, the daisies of your butterfly, makes me a bit wonder why. The daisies of your butterfly.
You know, there's no time like the present to make plans for the future.
Oh, my God!
Everybody, listen carefully. We must evacuate the city. Take food and water and extra clothing with you. All major highways have been marked to lead you to shelter and welfare centers in the hills.
How is it possible for this thing to be triggered automatically and at the same time impossible to untrigger?
It is not only possible, it is essential. That is the whole idea of this machine, you know. Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy a fear to attack. And so because of the automated and irrevocable decision-making process which rules out human meddling, the doomsday machine is terrifying, simple to understand, and completely credible.
I put the sweat of my life into this thing. I have my reputation rolled up in it, and I have stated several times that if it's a failure, I'll probably leave this country and never come back, and I mean it.
Some of these men are in jail today awaiting their release in just a few months, and some are out working feverishly. They have one thought in mind. They are going to tear down this society. They are going to wreck every school. They are going to burn every university. They are going to blow up every church. They are going to completely, till blood runs down the street corners, do away with this magic of American design.
Take your whole world, burn the heat. Grind it up, burn, burn. But nothing can free the shame of free. No one can change the shame.
Well, they'll be a lot nearer than us. The whole world is waiting. For this will decide the fate of civilization, all humanity. Whether we live or die may depend on what happens here.
Attention, please.
The approach of a new millennium in the year 2000 is unleashing a flood of doomsday prophecy. Not only from zealous Christians who are convinced that Christ's return is imminent, but also from those in cultural and religious settings far removed from Christian belief. Let me give you what they do reveal in an inset box.
Can you imagine where you will be in the year 2000?
Hello.
In the year 2000, where will we be? Hanging on that star on a willow tree. In the year 2000, just you and me. In the year or two, there could be three. We'll walk on the moon, just wait and see. I'll build a hut, then we'll be free. Yes, free in the year 2000. How happy we'll be. We'll even play football, too, on the year 2000. I wonder where we will be on the year 2000. In the year 2000. I wonder where we will be in the year 2000. I think I'll be on the moon.
We've already arrived at the moon, sent spaceships to Mars, and have become the preeminent leader in space technology.
Certainly the type is cast, the sign fulfilled, and the future calamitous.
Then what is he?
Are you out of your mind?
He is part of the dead.
That's what she said.
He has no place here.
No way!
There's the stink of oil, the electrical circuitry about him.
Boo!
He's obsolete.
Boo!
You are discarded. You are the refuse of the past.
You're full of crap.
And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Nah, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
We hear a great deal today about the end of the world. When is it going to come? Some have been so presumptuous as to set dates. And as a result, people have sold their worldly goods, gone to a mountaintop somewhere, and waited for the end of the world to come. Others have taught and preached that there will be no end, that everything will go on as it is. And both parties are wrong.
Burn it! Send it to hell!
They're war machines, awesome in their power and complexity, created a wave of fear which swept into all corners of the world. In every country, government officials met in desperate conclave, seeking ways to coordinate their defenses with those of other nations.
Hey, Chihuahua! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
The government of India, driven from New Delhi, met in a railroad coach.
It's the greatest honor to my ancestors and my God, but okay.
While massive Hindu populations streamed for the imagined safety of the faraway Himalaya.
Thank you for coming!
I'll see you in hell.
That's good satire.
They should go for it.
He folded up and took a run-out powder.
The f*** you talking about?
Yes, that was the tip-off. When Senator Brewster hit the road for the backwoods of Maine, that meant the hearing was over. Washington was too hot for him. He couldn't take it. What are you supposed to do about it? Well, obviously, run and hide.
Ah! A cloud shaped like a skull!
Ah! Right? Survive somehow. Do you believe the Bible is the Word of God? Well, I think most of you do. What are you supposed to do about that? Run and hide. Go dig a hole. Get in a cave. Order a several years' supply of maybe hydrogen-packed grains and beans and foodstuffs so you can survive. Stock rifles, right? Concoct various scenarios as to when all this is going to happen.
I don't care!
Right on!
Right on!
Survival kit contents check. In them you'll find 1.45 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible, $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactics, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
Where are those supplies I sent you for?
So help me, Bob. I was going after him when I was waylaying.
Well, you'll start waylaying a new job if you don't get moving. Go on.
Well, I'm going.
Gang down?
No, come on up.
In American homes at this very moment, 100 million guns are waiting.
Hold hands. Come on, it's not gay. There's guns in the room.
I'll tell you, when I hear these reports, see what's going on, I say, thank God I know Jesus Christ, and I'm ready regardless of the future. I don't think I'd read a newspaper or listen to the news anymore if I weren't saved. How about you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I just don't know.
Who knows? And right now, who the f*** cares?
Inflamed by codeine, and
on the couch. Passed out is your ex-love. Welcome, rolling in. New year with guns. Guns smell like fun. With the G.
Anything is possible, Burge. The best brains in the world have been running through this thing with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, Bob, what are we going to do?
I don't know. That's great.
We mean to cancel the world you civilized people made. We'll simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. When you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone.
Ethan, I can't help what you may personally be an orbit around, but this ship, you the...
Oh, no. Hi there. This is Eddie, your shipboard computer, and I'm feeling just great, guys. And I know I'm just going to get a bundle of kicks out of any program you care to run through me.
Is this necessary? Computer, tell us again what our current trajectory is.
A real pleasure, pal. We are currently in orbit at an altitude of 300 miles around the legendary planet of Magrathea. Golly.
Proving nothing. I wouldn't trust that computer to speak my weight.
I can do that for you, sure.
Well, thank you.
I can even work out your personality problems to 10 decimal places, if it'll help.
Take us down, computer. Take us down nice and low.
Here's to another lousy millennium.
And I made the statement that it would be impossible for Haley Bopp to hit the states unless the Americas unless a chunk broke off, and this lady thought I said a chunk was going to break off of Haley Bopp and me in the world. Well, I didn't say that, all right? That would be an impossibility is what I was actually saying.
Hey, why don't we use the improbability drive?
Yeah, what are you, crazy? Without programming anything could happen.
Whereas at the moment, we got best looking guy, is that it?
Warning, power failure.
Oh, no.
The end came swiftly. All over the world, their machines began to stop and fall.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
Why do you always have to say it that way?
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Huge populations were driven from their homes. Stream of flight rose swiftly to a torrent. It became a giant stampede without order and without goal. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of humanity.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank,
George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
Get up, Buster. I'll give you $500 for the place. I'll make it $1,000. Money's no good anymore, man.
Here comes another truck.
Pull that guy off.
Get him out of there.
Stop, you fool. Get over, run out of here.
Don't get too much.
Also produces merciless robbers, looters, and plunderers. A few lights go out in New York City and the animals stalk their victims. They cry, well, hungry, and most of them look like stuffed sausages. Their obesity speaks louder than their lament. Many of these thieves had previously robbed, raped, and plundered when the lights were on, and scores more had top-paying jobs. Their Uncle Sam, owes it to me attitude prevailed, and crime reigned.
Just remember that this thing isn't as black as it appears.
And until further notice, this station will continue its around-the-clock coverage of this national disaster. And now, we switch you to the state capitol, where His Excellency, the Governor, is speaking from the executive mansion.
Holy mackerel! And then I got scared, George, and closed the doors. I...
The whole town's gone crazy.
Chet, hello?
I would not rule out the chance to preserve a nucleus of human specimen. It would be quite easy. At the bottom of some of our deeper mines, Dad, radioactivity would never penetrate a mine some thousands of feet deep. And in a matter of weeks, sufficient improvements in dwelling space could easily be provided.
How long would you have to stay down there?
Well, that's, you know.
Happens where ever I roam, make the heat and the hurl.
get rich off some brand new fat. It's the me and the hoe, and I love my baby so. In the bottom of the bottom. Don't make a sound, we might drag your baby down to the bottom of the bottomless pit.
Hold up.
Hurry up, jump in!
There was a girl with them, if I could find them!
Come on, jump in, will ya?
Kind of lost. You look kind of lost yourself. I think I know who she'll be.
Come on, come on, it's your last chance to get out of here.
Let that truck through. Get out of the way. Get back, folks.
Right down there with Susie and Linda. How would you like that?
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir. I think you're a military woman. Supposing the Russians stashed away some big bomb, and then we didn't. When they come out in 100 years, they could take over.
I agree with you, President. In fact, they might even try an immediate sneak attack so they could take over our mineshaft space.
Well, I'd be extremely naive to imagine that these new developments are going to cause any change in Soviet expansionist policies. I mean, we must be increasingly on the alert to prevent them from taking over other mineshaft space in order to breed more prodigious than we do, thus knocking us out in superior numbers when we emerge. Mr. President, we must not allow a mineshaft gap.
I have a plan. Monsieur! I can walk!
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Shut that bloody computer up!
00547 if we split our flight path tangentially across the summit vector of 9GX78 with a 5-degree inertial correction?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good. Just do it, will you? Do you think you've got it?
Here goes.
Check bomb door circuits 1 through 4.
Bomb door circuits, negative function. Lights red.
Switch in backup circuits.
Roger. Backup circuit switched in, still negative function.
Engage emergency power.
Roger. Emergency power on, still negative function.
Operate manual override.
Roger. Still negative function. The teleflex drive cable must be sheared away.
Fire the explosive bolt.
Roger.
Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred from streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Stay in your home. Those found without specific military orders are subject to summary execution. Stay in your home. Repeat, Conrad Channel. This is a Class 1 emergency. All civilian traffic is barred.
We've got to stop them. We can't stop them. They're all no good. They're thieves, robbers, worse. They wouldn't leave with the rest. It's like this all over.
We've got to be stopped. Those instruments.
Our fellow countrymen are dying. The very foundations of civilization are beginning to crumble under the dread assault of that horror long feared.
There's something jamming in my guidance system. Impact minus 150 seconds. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Please call me Eddie if it will help you relax.
Right, computer. I want full manual control of this ship now.
You got it.
They then go through the premillennialism, the amillennialism, and the postmillennialism. We no longer need poets to tell us it could all end with a bang or a whimper or in the agony of AIDS, explained Charles B. Spozier, a psychoanalyst and professor of history at the City University of New York. With the looming possibility of nuclear or environmental destruction, says Spozier, it now takes an active imagination not to think about human injury. Similar apocalyptic turmoil surrounded the year 1000. In an historical psychological study, the year 1000, Henry Folicon says artistic and cultural activity in Europe's monastery nearly ground to a halt as the year 999 wound down toward what was widely viewed as an evening of the world. It was all going to come to an end because of an arbitrary date established by a guy that didn't know how to count, who arranged the Roman calendar way long ago. And that was supposed to have great significance.
Blues, 20th century blues, they're getting me down. The blues, escape those weary 20th century blues. Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin high above this dreary 20th century din? In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say hey, hey, call it a day. Blues, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down. Blues, escape those weary 20th century blues. Why is it that civilized humanity can make this world so wrong? In this hurry-burly of insanity, our dreams cannot last long. We've reached a deadline, the press headline, every sorrow. Blues value is news value tomorrow. Blues, 20th century blues, they're getting me down. Escape those weary 20th century blues. Why, if there's a God in the sky, why shouldn't he grin? High above this dreary 20th century din. In this strange illusion, chaos and confusion, people seem to lose their way. What is there to strive for, love or keep alive for? Say, hey, hey, call it a day. Lose, nothing to win or to lose. It's getting me down. Escape those weary 20th century blues.
Oh, the radio gear is up. I think the auto-destruct mechanism got hit and blew itself up.
The fire is out. The Brits of power is on. We'll advise.
Roger, navigator!
I said no. We coped. But then the curse would begin all over again, don't you see?
Yes, I see. I see him living high in the light, while we rot and hide like grubs. What do you see, brother?
He will be destroyed, brother. He will. But not by guns, not by machines, not by the evil, forbidden things. The tools that destroy the world. The world. They destroyed the world.
Why do you always have to say it that way?
Hey, you! Better get out of here! I'm looking for some tent, Professor! There's nobody left around here now!
The mob stole all the trucks, smashed everything up.
They cut their own throats! Gather round, people gonna tell you what they're all about. The time that the clock's so quick and the government failed. Thank you.
kind of object of faith. In the penthouse suite of the tallest building, the boss was asleep when he heard such a clatter. Sprang from his bed just to see what was the matter. Looked down on the street and that scene filled his eyes. But you know he wasn't even surprised. The fools was up doing it again. Meanwhile, back on the street, this clown in a gown and a hat with tattoos on his shoulder comes over and whispers, "It's gonna be alright." It says he's a personal friend of the boss, and then asks if they got any sheep. Unusual individual.
Seekers. Oh, damn it. This Y2K bug is wrecking my Saturnalia. Oh, gee, isn't it funny how so many of my favorite things end in alia? Oh, but yes, we've got to be on our guard. The future's here, whether we like it or not. And the train that I'm pulling tonight is a 20th century limited. Boy, limited is right. Oh, yes. These Vendisiacal days have been a major letdown. My Seacle is pretty much finned out. Oh, but my future isn't. Where are the fins? Popular science promised that they'd be on everything by now. Lion bastards. But at least Y2K is a lot easier to scrawl on the wall in blood than Helter Skelter. Oh, and it takes far less of that red Kravi to do it, too. Oh, yeah, but small difference if we wind up as a smoking crater inside a bigger smoking crater that's in an even bigger smoking crater in what used to be the Earth. Right, we should be so lucky. Oh, you know what's really going to happen, Seekers? Oh, nothing as flashy as global apocalypse. Yeah, get ready for the ugly truth. It's just going to be the same old shice clench. Oh, but one with a big line drawn across it. A big, nasty line. And we're all going to be on the dirty side of that line, Seekers. That 1900-something on your birth certificate will be a badge of disgrace when Generation Y2K is running the show. So welcome to old fart and prematurely, you young whippersnappers. Oh, and yeah, what a big crock of wonders awaits us, too. Oh, how do I know it'll suck? Oh, easy. I mean, our past is once our future, and look how banal that was. Oh, yeah, now our collective past is nothing but a pathetic embarrassment. And need I mention the polyester 70s? Ow! Oh, yes. You know, we can leave that particular chronological nightmare behind now, if you trend-sucking dorks can give up wearing that synthetic fiber double-knit baby crap-colored stuff you seem to like. Sheesh. Those who can't remember the past are condemned to wear it. Ugh. Ah, so yes, the outcome of the Y2K hell. Everyone will go crazy for a week, but it'll hardly be the global apocalypse that I'm yearning for, damn it. Total annihilation has turned out to be nothing but one big dry hustle, so why should the turn of a calendar page change anything? They'll just reboot civilization and the old frog march into eternity will commence again. Oh, but Seekers, what if we simply refuse to reboot? What if we use our legendary bad sense of direction and march boldly into the year 2000? 2000 B.C. Yes, yes, we can do it. The date is nothing more than a shared mass hallucination anyway when you think about it. And if we get a good general consensus, hell, it can be any damn date we like. Even the 38th of Cunegonda, if we so desire. Hell, what do I need with a future? I'm a woman with a past.
Oh, hell, flues. I'd just make it July 5th, 1998 all over again.
Oh, yeah. But let's see. What have we used tonight to illustrate the horrors of what could transpire? Oh, yes, we had a little up with people and Patty Page, and that was Don Harrison with that version of Helter Skelter in there, and oh, yes, from Sirius Records in Baltimore comes Lil Grunt Pack with New Year's Eve with Guns. Oh, I sure do love that one. Oh, and we had a nice chunk of the Cramps in there. Always good for any party. Oh, and the Dead Milkmen singing one of my favorite subgenius love songs, The Pit. Oh, yes, the bottom of the bottomless pit. That's where we all might wind up. Who knows, seekers? It's anybody's guess. And that was some band called We Four doing The Eve of Destruction. A Noel Coward, oh, so droll, singing the 20th Century Blues. And then that was Tony Okay with that long number, The Ballad of the Night, The Clocks All Quit, and The Government Failed. Oh, that was so prescient of him. Oh, it was perfect for tonight, but he recorded that back in 1978. Oh, we had lots of preachers bobbing up and big old chunks in the mix tonight. Oh, loons like Garner Ted Armstrong, Jack Van Impey, Pastor Arnold Murray, even a little Billy Graham, Jerry Falwell. But you know, who knows? They may be right. Maybe I should change my plans and lay in like 20 pounds of frop and 50 pounds of bullets and just hole up and lay low and wait for it all to just roll over.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Temporarily leaving the air at this time.
Good night, seekers.